Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live on BBS Network and also eSETI Stargate. I hope this is working out all right. We've had some serious challenges here. We've had some major lightning strikes and being throttled down incredibly by the powers that were, and it's getting a little crazy. So we're doing the best we can. We're going to get all new equipment again to combat this, but it's getting old and it's getting expensive, but we're going to continue to bring this information out, regardless of all the other nonsense, you know, that we have to deal with. But anyway, there's a few little housekeeping things. We've got the ambassador training, self-mastered ambassador training, and I believe that might be full. So you have to go to the website and check into that. It might have filled up already. Those fill up pretty fast. We've got the UFO cruise that's October 6th. That starts. That's on the website as well. And then I'll be at the 11/11 conference in Colorado. That's a new one. We've got to put that information up. And that is, I believe, November 6th to the 12th or something like that. But we'll have all the information. We just got signed on there. And after that, I'll be in Australia. And I'll be down under and hanging out with the King of the Raven tribe and a lot of the elders there. So that'll be fun doing some. I'll be with the Edge of Wonder guys and a few other awesome speakers will be there as well. So that's going to be fun. But anyway, getting that all out of the way. Today we're going to call this, it's kind of, we haven't done this in a long time. So this is a live broadcast and I'm going to do the news in the beginning. And I'm kind of entitling this PC Incorrect and Know the Real Agenda, because there's so many things unfolding. It's hard to understand what's happening. And one of the things I wanted to cover right away is the Schumann resonance, and it was up to 100 just the other day. So we're on a ride. The incoming energies, the electromagnetic light spectrum is off the scale. The highest high is present in on the Earth, and the Earth is ascending at the same time. So we're being caught in the middle. Like Michal Ledwith would say, it's like the hamburger universe, you know, and we're in the middle, we're the hamburger. And, you know, we don't have to act like meat suits and personalities. We can transcend all that. We don't need to be a hamburger. We can go and rise above all this. But the thing about it is we have to become frequency specific to this process if we're going to, you know, stick around and see the grand finale. And it's very intense. These energies are very intense coming in, and it's pushing people into process. So we have to do our inner work and stop projecting and blaming and acting outside of universal law. This is all going to have consequences. And so, you know, these victim race, culture, and gender separation movements are very disempowering. They lack personal responsibility, and they won't cut it in the days to come because all these emotions and judgments and attitudes are low frequencies. And, you know, there's no judgment of this. It's just energy. If you hang on to these things, they're going to come up, and you're going to have to deal with them. So we need to get out of the separation games, and we need to transcend the chaos and get out in nature, turn off your TV, and be discerning and concerning who and what you tie your wagon to. Because a lot of these movements, we're all jumping into them and tying our wagon, and these wagons are going off the cliff, you know, and they're going to take your wagon with it. So you want to try to avoid that. And speaking of going off a cliff, it seems like they have a new whistleblower now, you know, which, if correct, again, shows no laws are broken. And we've got Adam Schiff, again, leading the charge now. And I'm going, wait a minute, isn't Bucky, who just got arrested for shooting up his lovers, you know, with meth and heroin and trafficking, you know, good friend of Adam Schiff? And is this going to be an Epstein 2.0? You know, it's like, you know, we need to look into the Standard Hotel and the things going on there as well. So anyway, they're batting 22-0 on all these other allegations, and it seems the Russian and now Ukrainian collusion has proven to be with the Democrats. It's on the other side of the fence. So I want to cover this. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm just an enlightened observer, and the Democrats and their fake news. I got to hit this.
That is such fake news.
I just got this button. I couldn't resist it. And you know, they're looking like agenda-driven professional liars with one goal in mind, power and control at the cost at anyone's expense, you know. And, you know, the means justify the goals. And so newsflash, according to the Constitution and the Justice Department, you cannot impeach a sitting president, period, end of story. stop the showboating and multi-million-dollar red herring investigations. You know, so I mean, this is crazy, the money they're spending on this. It's going nowhere, and they aren't taking care of the needs of the people, the real needs of the people. So they need to get on with that. And so I always say this is one big process-oriented therapy session. And so if you've got issues, you're going to jump into this, these programs, and just we have to practice loving detachment and keep that pure intent, open mind, loving heart going to get through these times. All right, climate hooky day. So all the kids are doing climate hooky right now, and they're skipping school to protest global warming. And I think we need to have a chemtrail day and stop HARP day, you know, if you want to do a march, you know. And also, too, we need to do the research into global warming and teach the facts. And so the facts with the raw data, not the adjusted data. There's two different types of data. They have the adjusted data, and it's a multi-trillion dollar business to promote this and keep it going. And then they have the raw data, which is showing a different story. So carbon is 0.003% of the air we breathe. Out of that, 97% is natural, volcanoes, fires, and the breaking down of plant mass, etc. And out of that, humans are responsible for 3%. So let's do the math here. We create 3% of 0.003%. And so let's see what farting cows contribute. Like, I mean, there's a dot and so many zeros, it's not even negligible, you know. So this is crazy making, the stuff they're doing. And so the climate, according to the raw data, not the adjusted data, is cooling. The oceans are cooling, and the rise is negligible, 0.007 millimeters per year on the average. You know, at that speed, we might get our ankles wet, you know, in another 30 years, basically. So anyway, due to the Munder minimum, there'll be an increase in hurricanes along with HARP activity, but it has nothing to do with global warming. We're in a two-year cooling cycle now, and that's what the raw data is showing after peaking out from the end of an ice age. So they went from global warming to climate change because they couldn't sell global warming, and they've got trillions of dollars are now going, you know, are the main drivers for all this stuff, and it's still, they're ignoring the sun cycles, and they're the main drivers for changes in the weather. And, you know, go to Suspicious Observer, and they've got a really good info on this. They have all the data down there, all the force particle data and what's really happening on the planet. And the majority of real scientists actually disagree with, you know, the people pushing global warming. So sorry, Al, you know, the Arctic's still there. The poles haven't melted. And you know, why are these guys all buying beachfront property, you know, if they really believe this is real? You know, Obama just bought a beautiful beachfront property, so it doesn't make any sense. All right, so we're going to go in our PC incorrect thing again. So now the major universities have gone to unlimited genders. There are three sexes, male, female, and an occasional hermaphrodite. So you may, if you say sir or ma'am with someone who doesn't identify with either, you get shamed or beaten severely about the head and shoulders. And so now they're saying pedophiles fit into the same category as gender preference, and it's okay. This is what the universities are starting to come out with. So I'm going, what about the innocent kids, you know, who are trespassed upon by sexual predators? Do they have a say? It is not the job of the parents and society to protect them. You know, I would look into the major donors of these colleges. Wait, didn't Epstein donate millions to these colleges? You know, what are the other elite donors involved in? Should they be influencing our kids? So that's what we need to look at, the money driving these programs. Who's driving, who's behind the money driving these programs, and you'll find out what's really going on. So speaking of colleges, do they teach, you know, history? So I'm going, they don't teach history in college. You know, how about a course in the benefits of and detriments of socialism? So almost every genocidal tyrant was a socialist. If you want to know about socialism, talk to people who fled socialist countries and came to America. They'll tell you what it's all about. So their desire is to centralize the power and wealth into control of just a few people, take away their guns so they cannot revolt, and then take out any that do because now the tyrants have the guns. That's socialism. That's what's happened throughout history. So does that sound familiar? You know, Hitler, Stalin, Lenin, Mao, Pol Pot, you know, all these guys, they all ran, they're all tyrants and socialists, and they all ran the same program. So So I have to ask, why are all these people behind this right now? The socialists, take away your guns, everything else. Who's funding them? And you're going to find a tyrant again behind them. So anyway, just follow the money and you'll figure out where this is coming from. There are people that want to just take down America and take down this program here. And so this doesn't mean we can't take a long, hard look at where the funds are spent under capitalism, focusing on healing the sick, ending poverty and homelessness as first priority, bringing out the earth-friendly technology and alternative healing, both natural and energetic, ending the war and disease profiteers amassing great wealth at the expense of humanity and nature. That's what we need to focus our energy on. And so not becoming a socialist country. It just doesn't work. It never has worked. And but there are ways of getting our priorities in order. So the next topic I want to talk about in the news is UFOs. So how many people in the audience saw the video we put out of the UFO flying back and forth across the Pakistan border? Did you guys all see that, or just a few of you? It's hilarious. You got to watch it. Just type in UFOs, Iranian-Pakistan border, firing at UFOs. It'll come up. But anyway, they fired everything they had at it with no effect. And it just kept going back and forth. And it just kept shooting and shooting at it, and nothing happened. And then it finally left. It was just taunting them, basically. And I thought it was funny. So it's odd how President Trump said, he heard they're running out of ammo, And so, with your mind, you're kind of going, wait a second. Was that a UFO or was that a hologram? Are they messing with these guys over there? So could be, I don't know. And but you have to get them, you got to read between the lines and feel what's really going on and get the information that way. And you'll figure it out. But I just said, is it a Galactic Federation, a hologram, food for thought, So anyway, other UFOs are appearing around the globe, opening portals, going in and out, performing aerial acrobatics. No pilot could survive, morphing into several ships, etc. We have been filming this for over 30 years. Every color, shape, size of ships, giving exact times when they will appear. And this is ongoing redundantly. And so where are the disclosure people? Ancient aliens came to Yosemite and completely cut me out of the show. We saw it coming, called them out on it, and they did it anyway. Why? We answered all the questions they leave unanswered, and they're part of the cover-up. So it's called controlled opposition and a controlled narrative, and that's what's been going on for a long time. So the same people involved every time, which is why ufology has not evolved over the past 80 years, gives you the answer. It's always the same people, and you follow the money, follow the people back in this, and it's the same group every time. They get so it always stays in the past, far, far away, ambiguous, with some grainy government footage with the new face behind it, which is the new disclosure project. And but it's the same old thing. So we know why they're here. We know who they are. We know their past interactions throughout history. And so why are we the most censored group on the planet? And again, it's all about planned opposition, controlling the narrative, and jealousy within the UFO community. So I'm just calling it like it is. I'm not upset about this. I'm just calling it out. This is what's going on. And so there is a lot of elements in the UFO community that are really missing the mark here, and we need to kind of call them out on it. So what I'm saying is get your popcorn, suspend any social programming. The show is going to get real exciting. Remember, there's always a lie in belief. Truth stands on its own merit. Everything will be made known in the days to come. Be flexible. Your world is not what you think. And after all, are those really your thoughts? So who and what generated your belief system? So we have to go back and think about this. Where did our belief system come from? Was it part of this social programming thing? And are they really ours? And these feelings coming up, we're being engineered, socially engineered. And they're using our emotions, our victim programs, our race programs, cultural programs. They're using all those against us to keep us separate and keep this game going. So we need to really get out in nature and get away from all this nonsense, because you just don't give any more energy. It's going to collapse on itself. And that's basically where it's going. But anyway, we're going to try to take some calls. I don't know if we're going to be able to pull this off. But before I take any calls, I want to bring Chris up here. Chris, are you out there? I don't know if he wants to come up or not, but he's a regular here, and he said he's come like 5 times. And really curious. I hope his mic's live. You got his mic going?
Are we live?
I think we are.
James, good to see you.
Yeah, great to have you here again.
Thanks.
So I'd love to hear your story. I mean, you've come here like 5 times.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously something's going on here, or you wouldn't come 5 times.
Yeah, it's interesting. I first heard about eSETI via YouTube mm-hmm. in 2007, I think, and I just thought it was really fascinating because I'm not originally from this area. I'm originally from out east, and.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been out here for a while, but I'd never heard of this place. And I thought, that's really interesting. And I wanted to come, and I put it off, you know, life happens. And then in 2011, I heard you on the Veritas show.
Uh-huh.
And I thought, I'm going to do it. So I, you know, you were talking about the conference that you had that summer. And I signed up, and I was still really trepidatious, you know. I just like, you know, because you come in and with a lot of skepticism, and
that's normal.
Yeah, you know, you've got this whole societal inculcation that you go through, and so I'm like, all right, well, I want to see something. I want to have some kind of experience, and I had this feeling that there's something there, right? Uh-huh. There's something. I just didn't know what it was. And 2011 was amazing. I saw more than I thought I was going to see. I was, you know, kind of keeping track of anomalous objects initially.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got here that, the first night, I think I lost count at like 34 or something like that. And I remember, I think was John Kelly here that year?
Probably, yeah, he might've been.
Yeah. And he had like Skies Above the uh-huh. software, and they were tracking everything. And then I came back the following year. And every time I came back, I had more anomalous experiences that were absolutely ridiculous. I mean, they're complete complete fantasy according to our society. Uh-huh. Every time I come back, I see something or I hear something or I experience something that's different. That you know, forces me to expand the position at which I think reality is true, and that's really been the greatest gift
mm-hmm.
that you know that I get from this place. It's like truly magical. Really is. You know,
I had a guy here from Arkansas. It was really funny, and he came out and out of his tent, he opened his tent up, and there was a fairy floating right in front of him. And his wife got pictures of it and everything. And,
uh-huh.
and he goes, I can't believe I'm up here. I'm a grown man, and I'm talking from Arkansas. I'm talking about fairies like this. It was hilarious. And he had the accent and everything. It was just cracked me up. But it really tests your belief system here because the veils between worlds are so thin. Everything is happening. You've got the elementals going on. You've got Bigfoot walking around here. You've got... Oh, speaking of Bigfoot. Anyway, new toys. Everybody's sending me these toys. They're great. I love them. I will push them on the air. But there's so many people. They saw 9 Bigfoot here just, 3 or 4 weeks ago, I guess. And then they saw a couple the 2 weeks before that. They saw 2 more. And they come on a regular basis. It's all the fruit's out, the apples are out and everything, so they come and grab the apples. But there's everything happening here. We have photographs of ascended masters, and we're getting all these photographs of Mary actually appearing here. And people go, this is like Magicory. Where are all the people? And I go, well, the religious people, I think, have a hard time dealing with the expandedness of this. You know, if I just would do Bible studies every day, and they'd all come, and I'd be overrun with it. But that's not my program. But we're more eclectic here. We're a place where all cultures can come and have an experience. But, you know, we've got the masters coming. We've got metal ships, light ships, colors, ships in every color, shape, and size coming in. And people are witnessing it and filming it and walking away with their own film. So So literally tens of thousands, I don't know how many people have come up here and seen the ships and witnessed it. So now we've kind of developed an army out there, which is hilarious. And so when people start attacking us, these people come up and they go after them and say, what are you talking about? I've been there. I know what's going on there. It's positive. It's amazing. And so now I don't have to defend anything. I just sit back and let the other people stand up for themselves, basically.
And you're absolutely right in that regard, is that, you know, because it's a personal experiential thing, you know, it's not real until you see it, right? Uh-huh. It's not real until you have an experience.
Yeah.
Up to that point, it's fantasy or fabrication or delusion, uh-huh. or, sorry, I got to get closer to the mic, or something that, you know, that can't possibly be.
Oh, yeah.
And what I've noticed since I've been coming up here, and of course, you know, the first year was really transformative and really fueled my curiosity and my desire to understand these things that couldn't possibly be true. And what I've kind of come to understand for myself is that these things that we are experiencing are things that have always been there, that people all over the world have always known about, and that ultimately, currently, our technology is just catching up to the point where they're actually able to record them in a way that we can, quote unquote, objectively experience them.
Yeah, I've noticed too, like every culture, if you go to the Hawaiians, they point at the Pleiades. You go to the Lakotas and Sioux and them, they point at the Pleiades. You know, you go to the Cherokee Nation, they point at the Pleiades. They say we came from there. You know, you go to the Philippines, you know, it's like they're shamans, you know, everybody points at the Pleiades. And Australia, you know, Katajuta and Uluru and all that stuff, they said came from the Pleiades. It seeded the earth from there. So, you know, why are all these cultures pointing at some distant star saying that's where there's total agreement there, but we've gone through 60 intense years of suppression and giggle factor and everything else, trying to discredit people, even lethal, you know. It's become lethal for some UFO investigators who wanted to blow the whistle and talk about it. So, you know, we're coming out of that right now, and now this information started coming out with the whistleblowers and everything else. But I think we're going to finally get to the point of, we're going to finally get past UFOs exist, which we've been doing for how long? 60 plus years.
Yeah, a long time.
And now what I really want people to do is have their own experience, make their own contact. Mm-hmm. And then we've gone transcended beyond that. And now we're talking about, yeah, not only UFOs real, you know, we're getting a close personal relationship with the occupants, and we're learning from these very spiritually and technologically advanced cultures and how we can apply that here to help the earth and its awakening and healing process.
Which I think is definitely time.
Yeah.
Time to do something like that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we aren't doing so good. We might want to look to a higher, highly evolved civilization, you know, to kind of get us through these times. And they've already gone through these times. It's part of their evolutionary process or their history. They've transcended war and disease and all these other things and lack, and they have that ability. They're just waiting for us to make a choice and let go of the baser, you know, separation games and warring on each other and everything else, and then all that stuff is going to be made available. But, some of the I know you've seen lots of ships up here, and he said you saw 30 or 34 that one night.
Yeah.
Do you think it's increased as far as the amount of ships that you're seeing? Or
what I've noticed that was really, really interesting was it was 2012, the second year, and prior to that, people were talking about chemtrails, and I had no interest in chemtrails, and I thought it was all just a bunch of whatever, bunch of junk. And then 2012, I came up, and it was about a full moon, and we, you know, that we did the dinner thing. We came in here, and I noticed around like 5:30, 6 o'clock, as we were coming into the hall, there is a plane going over,
uh-huh.
and it was, you know, and I'm like, oh, okay, it was just going over. And then it got later and it got darker, and then my phone was starting to die, so I went to my car to charge it. And I'm sitting in my car, And over the Skywatch field, I kind of just looked over, and that's kind of like where the moon was. It was over the Skywatch field. And I look over, and there's like a checkerboard pattern going like over the field. And it was like dark. Like you couldn't see it if you were in the field. But from where I was way over in the parking area, I could completely see like everything was occluded. So you weren't really able to see the sky. And that kind of made me think, well, that's really interesting. I forget the original question, but, you know, it's like every time I come here, I see something else. I've noticed, like, you know, like I'm not able to see as many ships because I think they, you know, obviously they're...
They're blocking the sky out.
But what happens is if you stay up late enough, eventually the wind will blow it out of the way, and you know you will be able to get some really good sightings, which is really exciting.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they've been really hammering us with chemtrails, and I always tell people when you see the chemtrails end is when we get our country back, you know. And so I said, watch that, you know. And it looks like we are finally getting our country back, according to a lot of the latest info I've been getting. The Republic has been restored, and there's a lot of other things going on. But I think we lost our feed over here on the Isetti.
Yeah.
Did we?
She's volunteering it. We did.
What's that?
We lost it.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry about people. If you're listening on, if you're on, listen on BBS, we're still on, but it looks like we lost our feed here.
Well, she just reported that they've actually gone over to BBS and they're listening.
Oh, good. Yeah. Tell them to go over to BBS Radio. But this is a common occurrence here. We're being throttled down. We're being censored. It's just unbelievable. And where we try to do a live show, which I don't know if we're going to be able to pull this off anymore, we might have to just do pre-records, mainly because of all the interference that we get. So hopefully these massive lawsuits will come out and put an end to the tyranny and the suppression that's going on. But anyway, I've noticed the chemtrails totally quit for quite a while, and then all of a sudden they just started up again. So I don't know what they're doing now, but the last big batch of chemtrails they sprayed, I noticed everybody started getting sick. They started getting headaches, and they had upper respiratory things, and they were getting dizzy and out of sorts. And you could see like a HARP technology, skater waves as well, in the chemtrails as well. So they haven't quit, you know, but hopefully we get enough white hats in there to, you know, put the screws down on the dark hats, you know, we can get this taken care of. I think it's inevitable. You know, it's going to go in that direction.
I don't think there's any way that it cannot.
Yeah.
I mean, can't continue to do something badly or bad for an extended period of time and not expect to have some kind of
reaction.
Unforeseen.
Yeah.
Repercussion from that. I mean, it's inevitable that things have to, they just can't stand.
Yeah, you think about it, and all their wisdom, this global elite, they haven't figured out karma. It's like, are you serious? It's called action reaction down here. You know, Buddha said, you know, it's like fresh milk. It takes a little while to spoil, but it's going to catch up to you.
Sure.
And, you know, as you sow, so shall you reap. Whatever you want to, whoever you want to quote, everybody talks about, all the masters talk about action reaction or karma or things like that. And actually good karma, you know, you can actually be of service and create good karma as well. Dharma, yeah, and they call it dharma. Yeah, good dharma. But there's so many different ways of looking at this. But I really do see that we're coming to an end. This is all going to be, everything's going to be exposed. Everything's going to come up. And there's a lot of people that are going to be really shocked when they find out that their icons and the people they've been following and want to have as leaders are not what they thought they were. And I think that's all going to come up, you know, so it's just a matter of time. And I always tell people, you got to develop your own inner sensitivity, because when you do, you can feel the energy coming off these people. And right away, you'll just tune them out or stop listening to them.
Yeah.
You know, because they're trying to get everybody emotionally worked up and everything. And they're like charismatic liars, basically. Oh, it's this and this. And it's like fake outrage and all the stuff that they do. And then you go, you know, this is fake. This is all a dog and pony show. This is like nonsense when you look at it. And then you find out they can't deliver on anything they said. There's no factual basis to it. Then you just go, okay. And I always say, you know, if somebody lies to me two or three times, I just don't listen to them anymore. Yeah. You know, you can't, trust is earned, and they've lost that, but that's going to collapse on them as well, those groups. And I'm not singling out any group, but, I could hit the button. But if you send me a toy, I'll play it no matter what. Democrats, you got one? I'll hit the button. If you have something legitimate, I'll hit the button. But anyway, the Bigfoot thing, this one's great too. But if you start messing around with these things, people go, "Oh, you're faking Bigfoot." One guy goes, "I have a Bigfoot costume. I can come up." And I go, "No, because that's going to delegitimize the real stuff. The real things happening, and you might get shot."
Yeah, you might get shot.
Yeah.
But people like to have fun, so they come up and they, they're goofy and they do things. But But then you're in a situation where you hear something. It's obviously not a cow. You're like, that's interesting,
My nephews, one, it's like Halloween. My nephews were over there on a trampoline, and they're way over there. And my brother-in-law's a cop and stuff like that. And so it's kind of a different. I had this big monk rope that I had, and it went all the way over my head, And so I was walking out there, and I took this light and I shined it on my really quick. I go like a little flash, and I was walking around out there, and they go, "What is that? What is that?" And they're like screaming, they're all freaking out. And I was just having fun with my nephews, messing around. I was going like this, and all of a sudden, "Get a gun! We got to get a gun!" I go, "Oh crap!" Like this, and so I turned my light off and came running up here, and put some trees between me. But so it's probably not a good idea to go doing that around neighbors up here. There's a lot of hunters around here, and so
It's definitely rural.
If you go mess with people, you might have a rude awakening, but not a good idea. So I strongly suggest do not. One guy used to dress up in a Bigfoot outfit, and he used to run across in front of cars. I can't remember this in the past. I guess his car hit him. So one guy didn't see him and didn't hit the brakes, I guess, and hit him, and I think it killed him or messed him up pretty bad. But some of these pranks get a little out of hand, but anyway, we do like to have fun here. It's so important. We try to keep the humor. Without humor, you're not going to make it through the days to come. There's so much craziness going on out there. And a lot of times I just go, "Silly humans," it's like.
And laughter's such a great healer.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah.
It can pretty much beat anything.
It does. It's amazing. And laughter, in the Yigong exercises, they say you have to smile when you're doing them because you open your crown up. When you smile, your crown opens up. And if you're all frowning, doing them like this, and you're trying to do it just right and being pious, it doesn't work, So I do jokes the whole time. We're doing Yigong, I'm cracking bad jokes, and people are laughing, and all of a sudden they start, and then they feel the energy because they pump, they prime the pump by laughing. It's kind of hilarious. But how it works. But that's our true nature. We're like these loving, joyous, powerful, manifesting God and goddesses at the core of our being. And we have all these layers, and we just have to start getting rid of the layers, and we get back to that. And that's our main focus here, basically. UFOs are bait,
Yeah, really. And that was, that's a great point that you make, because I had a conversation with somebody earlier today, and I was talking about my experience up here, and I said, people ask me, why did I come up here? And ostensibly it was for the UFOs. I wanted to see things in the sky, right? But it wasn't about that. I wanted something deeper. I wanted to have an experience that was deep and profound, that was beyond
all people. Culture and religious programming.
Exactly,
just get beyond all that. And that's basically, you have to transcend that to really get into unity consciousness. And you have to be in unity consciousness to connect with these universal beings. That's the way it is. And so if you want a full connection with them, you got to drop all the wounds and traumas and societal programming, all that stuff. If you want a good, you can still have a connection with them, but it might be like 50% or something like that.
Yeah.
The more you heal and drop the old wounds and traumas and release the past, your connection gets stronger and stronger. And that's why they appear a little out of time to people, because they have to get past their own fear factor, I tell people, I show them these photographs of these beings. They look like ET, with the big heads and robes and everything. And And I pictures of them, they go, well, don't you freak out when that happens? I said, well, I've already died a couple times, so I kind of lost that. And right. I said, and that's hard to top after the hanging out with the source for a while. You know, this experience is kind of hard to top. So I just go, yeah, it was interesting, you know, and just move on. But I don't worship the external experiences, and that's the key. You know, we shouldn't be worshiping the UFOs. We shouldn't be worshiping anybody because we're like batteries. We're leaking. All our energy is going out to all these icons and everything else, and it drains our batteries, you know. So, you know, all the masters say the temple's within, go within, you know. Mm-hmm. And if you want to see a UFO, if you really want to experience a UFO, go within, because they're multidimensional beings and so are you. And so when you become multidimensional by expanding in consciousness or awareness, you're going to have contact. That's how it comes, you know. But if you have religious programming or a lot of fear, you know, and things that you're not going to get there, you know, you got to drop those programs. But we do say, you know, there's an old saying, just because you're dead doesn't mean you're enlightened, and just because you're an ET doesn't mean you're benevolent, you know. So sure. So we do teach safeguards and teach people how to heal unseen negative influences and maintain their self-authority, which is really important in these days. But hopefully we'll you know, everybody will get become aware of these tools and stop hooking up with the wrong entities and channeling bad messages, you know, or disempowering messages. Yeah, everybody's got the new channel, you know, the new being, you know, I got the new guy and this guy's going to tell you how it is. And everybody's going, oh, okay, let's go here, you know, let's go there. And it's a big distraction. And I always ask people, how come nobody channels anybody from Uranus? You know, it's always Palladian. It's always, you know, it's like Andromeda or you know, the Ryan Council of Light. They all exist and everything, but there are beings that actually exist, you know, there as well, you know, but it has a weird stigma to it. You know, people don't want to go there.
Well,
so
you
we
know,
have jokes
yeah,
about
and,
it. Yeah.
And everything that I've seen in all the things that I've studied, it seems the message is essentially the same. You know, mm-hmm. it's just be kind.
Yeah.
You know, just be kind. And we have to, you know, like you said, we have to drop these programs and work through our stuff to get to that point where we can truly do that with an open heart, you know? Yeah. And I think that's why people come here. You know, they really want to have an experience.
I was listening to a story, and this guy, he got some photographs of it, but supposedly it was a long time ago, and I guess this ship is like a silver disc landed. It was near the Himalayas, and it was on this mountaintop. The ship lands, and these people get out, and they're all wearing robes, and they start doing, you know, Yigong, and they start doing the practices like Tai Chi. People have different names for it, and it's on the sunrise, you know, and they're doing it in the sunrise, and they all get back in their ship and go. And so you go, wait a second. You go, where did this come from? What's the origin of these practices? And then we started researching it, and we found out that Yigong goes back to China, to Tibet, to most of the ancient cultures, and then from there it goes back to Egypt. And so Egypt was the remnants of Atlantis and Lemuria. So apparently it came from the stars, and then from there it went out through the different cultures. You know, so it's a very, very ancient form, but
cool.
It's fun to play with. But anyway, I'm gonna see if we can get some questions from the audience here. So thanks for sharing, and
thanks for
coming back.
Yeah.
And you're a glutton for punishment.
I certainly am. I love this place. Thank you, James.
All right, thanks for coming. All right, we're gonna go into you know, the people. Sorry about that. Those have switched over to BBS. I hope you can hear the show, but. Looks like YouTube got us again, and there's nothing we can do about it. So anyway, we've got a mic set up back there. I hope it's hot. But if anybody has any questions they want to ask, anything about today's little narrative, my little rant up here, anything about, if you want to share anything about what you've seen here, got any photos or anything, go ahead and step up to the mic, and here's your chance to ask your questions.
Right. First of all, thank you for the opportunity of coming here and for laying the groundwork for all of us to be able to experience this magic.
Oh, thank you.
And I wasn't quite sure what I was going to experience, but I just knew that I was drawn here. And I have to say that one of the most magical things was actually meeting people here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I've learned something and have been able to share something magical with absolutely every single person that I've met here. And it's on as profound a level as experiencing the extraterrestrial energies and the energies coming from the Earth, which are truly profound.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there's a. What's amazing about this place is that you can come here and you can sit around the campfire or whatever, although the burn ban's still on, but that'll be off soon. But the you can sit around the campfire and you go, and you turn around to your neighbor and you go, you know, I got to tell you this story. This is really weird. You know, you're probably not going to believe it. And then you tell them and they go, that's it? You know, well, listen to my story, you know. And all of a sudden everybody's sharing their stories and you're going, whoa, this is crazy. Yeah, that happened to you too, you know. And when we do the groups here in the circle, we bring in all the different beings for people to experience. When people start sharing, all of a sudden you go, whoa, that happened to me too. That happened, you know, and you start experiencing that. And it helps validate. I always say validation is great. You know, it's we shouldn't need it, but it's nice to have. And it helps you on your journey. But it's nice to where you can come here and actually, you know, share and talk about your experiences and learn from others, you know. I always tell people there's no guru here. I'm not your guru. I will not take that position. Like, you are your guru. I'm just reminding you of things you already know, basically, and creating a space for you to have your own experience. But, you know, again, if you're worshiping me, you're lost, you know, because especially me, you're totally lost. You know, because I have my own journey. You know, I have my own journey. You know, I'm not infallible. I'm going to make mistakes. And, you know, it's important to realize that. It's like leaking, you know, your energy's leaking. You got to pull it back in. But it's important.
And just an observation as a Canadian, and I know there's a couple more here, your neighbors from the north. Mm-hmm. And I follow everything that's going on. If you wonder, I follow you very closely. It actually fills my day with joy to know that I'm connected, and I'm so honored that you are picking up the mantle and doing great combat with the forces that will no longer be very soon.
Yeah.
The question I have is, putting it in perspective, we hear very much about what's going on in the United States of America, but we're not that far from you.
Oh, yeah.
And neither is the rest of the world. So I know you are an incredible seer, and your predictions are incredibly accurate. And I'm just wondering, in terms of the global impact of what has been transpiring, is transpiring, shall transpire in the United States, how that's going to affect us in Canada and us globally.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. Basically, a lot of this whole battle, it's not just here, it's across the globe, basically, but the main battle with the global elite and the enslavers and everything is really coming on strong here. It's happening in France with the yellow vests and England and all the, it's happening everywhere. But I know that here we've pretty much already established the Republic. We've gotten away from United States Inc. And that's recent. We've gone back on the gold standard. And there's going to be a whole lot of funds released pretty soon for humanitarian funds. It may not unfold the way a lot of us would like it to see. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to unfold, but I know some of the key players on the top of the food chain on how this is all coming out. So we're also going to be printing our own money real soon. We'll have a different currency, and that's going to stop, you know, the printing presses in the hands of people that shouldn't have those printing presses. So there's so much being done now to make it more fair, a more fair economy. But I think eventually we won't have an economy. We won't have money. It's not, if you have a replicator, what do you need money for? You know, if you have free energy, if you can travel in a moment to Australia and Japan, you know, on a beam ship or a teleporter, you know, these things just aren't necessary. So that all exists. It's on the planet right now. And, you know, not just, you know, you can burn water right now for fuel. That's been around for a long time. And I know people that, I know one guy that actually bought a coal-fired plant, and he got rid of the coal, and he put two Rolls-Royce engines, the big plane engines in there, and he's running them on water, generating a massive amount of electricity far surpassing the output of the old plant there, and it's fuelless. It's like running on, well, it's water, you know, but no, you don't have any radioactive material you got to get rid of, you know, you don't have smoke coming out of the exhaust. There's no problem whatsoever. And so that technology, that's the dinosaur side of technology that we could use. And it's already being used in certain areas. I got to be careful on how much I talk about because some of that was shared in confidence. But we do. We have anti-gravity. We have counter-gravity. We have devices that are like this big around that'll run a whole village, basically. And it's not a matter of generating the energy. It's what do you do with it? Because when you do tap zero point, there's a massive amount of energy that comes out. So you got to figure out where to put it, you know, how to govern it, you know. But anyway, I just see this as a global thing. It's going to be established here, and this will be kind of a model for the rest of the world. And all the leaders are talking, and this is going to really upset some people, but, you know, the bottom line is all the major leaders, the major power people on this planet are talking with the ETs and the masters. And Kuan Yin and Mary and all these other masters, they're heavily involved in the end of this whole pedophile movement and things like that. So this is a multi-level healing that's happening. It's more than one level. And the higher dimensional beings and the very spiritually and technologically advanced ETs, they're all involved in this. They're consciousness and energy is pressing in on the earth right now, and they're adding to our consciousness and energy, and we can't do the old programs anymore. So the people that align with with the dark stuff, you know, that get away from universal law, their empires are going to collapse, their bodies are going to collapse. They're not frequency specific to where the earth is evolving and these new energies coming in. So it's unstoppable. It's huge. And you know, all this Russian collusion stuff and everything else, you know, if you're in the know, you know, Trump and Putin and Xi Jinping and all those guys, they're all arm in arm. They're all working together. All this other stuff is theater. And they're implementing something really big that's going to come down. So, you know, we see the theater, you know, in the news and all the other stuff, but there's something much bigger that's unfolding right now. And, you know, if you go to Fox News and type in, you know, UFOs following Air Force One, you'll see. And you know why they haven't shot down Air Force One? You know how many times they've tried to shoot down Air Force One? You know, one, the jets intercept them. The other one, the ETs intercepted. So they're being watched. You know, this is all being orchestrated. So there's a bigger picture, you know, and people ask me, you know, do you support Trump? You know, I get all this nonsense about that. And I said, well, he's not part of the club, you know, and he's here to get rid of the deep state. And do I agree with everything he's doing? No. You know, there's things I don't agree with. And but, you know, he is a master troller. And it is funny watching it. It set the trap and they walk into it every time. And I go, oh my God, you know, It is a big process-oriented therapy session, you know, because everybody's processing. You know, you've got the rich, powerful, white man guy, you know, and it's making everybody process. You know, it's a big therapy session. So, you know, you know, the thing about it is that if we had a Gandhi right now, look what happened to Marianne Williamson. You know, they ate her for lunch. You know, I told him that. I said, she's not going to make it. I hate to say it, you know, but there's no way she's going to make it because they're going to eat her for lunch. And then she found out, then she went and said, I had no idea how mean and ruthless my own party is and how deceptive. She was talking about all this stuff. And so she had a big eye opener, you know, but I mean, that's probably her path to bring this spiritual community into realization that, you know, there is a dark force and it's not all about eating goji berries and tying your body into a pretzel, you know, and thinking affirmations. There's more to the story. So she's bringing that recognition. But, you know, the powers that were, you know, the deep state, all those guys, the Illuminati guys, they would eat Gandhi for lunch. I hate to say it, you know. And so we're not ready for a Gandhi yet. We will have a Gandhi, you know. But I always say, if you really want to straighten things around. I've said this over and over, get a council of grandmothers and hook them up to the Galactic Federation, you know, and then you'll see things happen very quickly, because grandmothers don't destroy the planet, and they don't send their kids to war. Yeah, they don't want any sickness coming to the kids. So the war and the disease profiteers will come to an end and will flourish, you know. So and that is happening. The divine feminine is coming in big time, and it's got a very strong voice right now, and balance is coming back to the planet.
Last question. If there's a time frame, and I know it's difficult to, for anybody to make any guesses, because it's a shifting kind of a thing, but if you could give it some sort of a time from where we are now to, let's say, the fulfillment of that great achievement, what does the seer?
Yeah. Soon. Soon. No, they always say that soon, and I go, what do you mean soon? Is that like in your lifetime?
That's
in your,
right.
You guys lived 1,200 years, you know,
yeah.
Soon to you is nothing. And so, you know, it's kind of like, it's happening on track. It's not happening as fast as we'd like it to, but we have to bring as many people into the fold as possible in the awakening healing process. And so it is taking a little more time, and I think they underestimated the resistance, you know, of people's own negativity coming up and not making wise choices, and but they've taken that into account now. So I think it's going to unfold very rapidly from here on out through December, and you're going to see a lot of shift hitting the fan, you know. So in the next couple months, basically, it's already happening now. It's all coming up. It's all laid out. It's just got to be, has to be unfolded. You know, it's all laid out and it's happening. So.
It's already happened. It just really has to just happen.
Yeah, we're walking through the dregs of time. You know, it's already happened.
Right.
And with me, I have real trouble with time because I jump all over the place. Mm-hmm. And then I think I did something or had a conversation with somebody, but it didn't happen yet. Or I did somebody's clearing and I didn't do it. Yeah, I go, oh, I swear we did that. And I go, oh, no, that's not for 2 weeks or something. So it gets weirder and weirder. The more enlightened, the more expanded you become, the more time not relative anymore. And that's where a lot of these other beings operate. And they operate more like events. If this event happens, this event's going to happen in this event. And then that might get derailed for a little while, but it's going to come back on course again, and that's kind of what's been going on. So you have the Earth, she's going to ascend no matter what. So resistance is futile, you know, you can't stop it. So the Earth is ascending, the higher conscious energy all the way to the source itself is pressing in. There's nowhere to go, and we can choose how much grief we want by resisting that. That's all we have a choice. There's no choice about not going with the flow because everything's going. So we can, you know, create a lot of pain and suffering for ourselves and others and things like that, and that's going to take us out even quicker, you know. Or we can let go and stop, you know, release the past and heal and go to the next level. And everybody's going to do their thing. They're going to work their stuff out, you know. So it's like the monkey trap, you know. They got their hand in the coconut. It's tied down, and they're holding so hard to their belief system and their reality and their roles and everything, and all they got to do is like let go, and they're free, you know. So but the greed and the pain and the fear, everything is fear of not having enough. All that stuff is keeping us in that monkey trap. So, you know, just let it go. You know, I find that I'm doing that daily. I just have to let things go. You know, even interactions with people, and I meet people, and I've had all these past lives with them and everything, and I feel it, and I go, oh, God, I want to clear that up, and things, and they're saying they're not getting it. You know, they're not there yet. And I say, okay, I got to let this go. I got to clear it in myself. That's all I can do, and let this go. And so, and that'll pull you into it too, but it's a matter of just keep letting go, basically, you know, and trust whatever needs to happen, you know. Before I got this place, I let go of everything. I sold my office. I let go of everything. I gave everything away. I was living in the redwoods, you know, in a tent, basically. And it's the best thing I could have ever done. I let go of everything and look what happens, you know. It's like, and I still keep letting go of stuff. I don't want this. I just keep moving it on, you know, and stuff keeps coming. But anyway, we'll have to, you know, we got 3 minutes. So anyway, we're hitting the end of the hour. I wish we could have brought more people on, but great questions. And yeah, we'll have to wrap it up because we got just a minute left. So anyway, we're signing off. The only thing I have to say is keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, watch the skies, know you're not alone, and know the real history of Earth, because we've been colonized many times. And if you want to see an ET or a UFO, you know, look in the sky for the UFO. If you want to see an ET, look in the mirror, you know, because it's in our genes. Anyway, James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. And East City Stargate, have a great evening. And sorry, East City Stargate, we did the best we could. Good night.